Hello.
Hello, is this Valentina speaking?
Hi, it's me, Valentina.
Hi, Valentina. This is Sheldon here. How are you doing?
Hi, Sheldon. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am tired today.
So I don't hear you well.
It's just been a tiring day for me, to be honest.
So it's like sound is somewhere from the basement. Okay, maybe I'll adjust. So I'll open in case. To explain you some little things, you maybe then I'll adjust your voice. Barnes and Noble account. What do I have to do it?
Barnes and Noble. I don't think you have a Barnes and Noble account made, right?
I didn't have before.
Okay, you don't have a Barnes and Noble account, so they'll make that for you, and you can then change the password when we give it to you. Okay.
To meet what?
We will make the Barnes & Noble account for you, okay? And we'll provide you with the credentials for it, okay?
Oh, but I got this Barnes & Noble, and there are three points. So I'll see tomorrow, okay?
Oh, you already have the Barnes & Noble account.
I got the email yesterday. I thought you just made this account for me.
Oh, yeah. Then I guess I did forward the information to the team. They should have made it then.
Okay, in the process, I'll read and see what I have to do. So I gave you two books, right? Health and Mission. Did you read it or no?
Yes, I actually did some work on the book, which is why I want to ask you a few questions related to both of them. One, starting with Health or Mission.
Uh-huh.
Okay. For Health or Mission, are there chapters or is just one straight story?
So I don't understand.
Like for
that's
is it a, like what I mean is, are you gonna divide it by chapters or do we not need chapters as labels?
Normal chapters. It's just one story. This is a simple imagination. How far I asked Scott to give me some words of this planet. Then, Babel Bear language is a language like you understand, like greetings, butter, sand, grazians, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And dishes. And when they got dishes, they were the names of the dishes were imaginary too.
Okay, I understand. And I haven't started working on this, but I've seen it's about a bee, right?
Can try to speak louder a little bit. I don't hear you well.
I haven't seen, I've read the other book so far because I was working on the first one. So, but I did give it a quick look. From what I understand, it's about a bee, right?
Say again?
A bee, like a hornet.
The second story?
Yes, it has multiple stories, but one of them, like by the cover, I understood it's like as if it's about a bee. There's a parrot and a bee, right?
It's approximate. It's what I wanted. Just I thought maybe Halfer with these beasties will attract the attention of children, and with this the second story. I just chose because this picture is the best.
Nice.
I'm not against if you offer. Just try to do everything. You know, Garamond, just 12 is the text size. Then cover, you do everything. Just will not bother as Lisa bothered me 15 times a day just for every small thing. Now I think we know what are my preferences. and now for a font in cover page, I want something like that, you know? But you know,
it's
better than that. Because I'm ignorant in all these things.
It's not about that. And one important thing I want to confirm, in both the novels, both the books.
Louder in both novels.
I would say novella is the right term here because they're short stories. Because I think they can be counted as this is 5,000 words. So yeah, 5,000 words is a novella.
Okay, so I don't know. Maybe.
Now, what I wanted to ask was the pictures, okay? So there are different sizes for all the pictures, I understand that. But in some places, the picture are very out of place. Or there's like, I want to make those uniform like the first book. So can I do that in the first book? Can I increase the size of the images a bit? So they
can. You are the editor. You do everything, and I think I'll agree because I feel that you understand everything.
Okay, how about this? So tomorrow, okay, I'll send you a draft for the first book, okay? And you can see if that's to your liking. If not, we'll do some revisions on it. Okay, if it's to your liking, then I'll continue on working on it as is, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Sure. And tomorrow as well, since my publishing team wasn't available today, I'll be getting you we'll be doing for the publishing for Eddie, the first book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll talk to you on that tomorrow. And it's going to be just a quick call. We're just going to ask you for the Amazon credentials, and we'll go get you through the Barnes & Noble, and we'll put it into process, okay?
Okay, yes, but the only thing, I know that Scott found a computer, and he's installing Windows there on the laptop,
mm-hmm.
and because my son-in-law is the main guy in Filston, school in Manhattan. He's main computer guy, but I don't want to get into his computer. my granddaughter, you know, so I think we'll talk. If I will be not available with my stories, then I'll tell you. Okay, and you will work independently now. You'll do a good job, and I'll say excellent. I don't like, you know, cheap stuff, and I'm a teacher who was trying to do always the best, and we are perfectionists, and my son-in-law too. If I ask something mm-hmm. about the computer, he says you must look and learn myself. So okay, Sheldon, so we finished today, right?
Yep, we're done for today. I told you it's going to be with me, it's going to be really quick work. And you can see that, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I think I should be able to get by the third week of this month.
Louder.
I think by the third week of this month, we should have both the books completed as well, okay? And we should be moving in the publishing phase of your first book, okay?
Yeah. I would be glad to see what it is. And I'm working on, I wrote the book, Adventures of Curious Click Clack the Clothespin. It's a full bullshit about the clothespin, about
mm-hmm.
adventures. But yesterday
nice.
I started reading and comparing it. Scott told me, don't write something serious. Here, children, they live in the other world. They need something unreal. And so I wrote, and it's about 5,000 words, and I look through when there are two pages without the picture. I'm making additional pictures. And some are better, some are not very good. But I think that these pictures are just... I like them because they are more for children. They are more understandable for children than just like, you know, they
may
sound very professional. Okay, so I'll be waiting for your call. Maybe tomorrow I'll hear you better.
Yes, tomorrow you will call, same way. I'm just going to text you before I call. So just to confirm your availability, and then I'll give you a call, okay?
Yeah, and because tomorrow I'll go there at 11:30. They are leaving at 2. Before 2, there will be a mess with their cases. My daughter, they want to be the most beautiful, the more modern women, you know, so there will be a rush. So try to do it after 2 o'clock, okay?
Okay. I'll drop you a text before I call. You don't have to worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Sheldon.
Welcome, Valentina. Now you take care and have a good night, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.